The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Centre Parks. Spot rare wildlife, explore the forest, and have endless adventures together.
Now we flipped our usual running order today because, as I say, Joe Kennedy is a man on a mission, quite literally, really, and he was hitting the road. So thanks to him and our friends in the embassy for making all that happen. And now we can have a little look at the papers. But first of all, of course, a quick thanks to everybody in Galway for the 48-hour whirlwind trip we had. It was such a joy, and the sun did not stop shining for forever and ever and ever. And eventually, as we made our way home early yesterday evening, the rain fell in like ping pong balls bouncing off the bonnet. It's really quite something, and a light show happening outside as well. So, but we got there, and thanks to everybody, and our friends in Cosla particularly, really enjoyed meeting them. They put on a really nice spread for us afterwards with like a tea party, a Mad Hatter's tea party. And there I was, the maddest of Hatters, shooting the breeze with everybody. It was just such a positive experience. So thanks, everyone. Susie Dent says, a gentle reminder of the word matutalipia. Matutalipia, which is grumpiness or downheartedness first thing in the morning. Did you know that? That there is a word for when somebody's grumpy or downhearted first thing in the morning. It's literally based on, it says here, based on Latin and Greek. I didn't know you could. But anyway, meaning morning grief or sorrow of the dawn. Crikey. We know a few of them, but that's the word. So you can look it up. I'm not going to say it again. It's too complicated. Hunter Wellies are going down the toilet. They had the royal warrant from the late Queen and Princess Diana, Kate Moss. Remember, there was a festival footwear, but they're in debt. They owe more than £100 million. So it looks like the Hunter Wellie is getting the boot. Had to do it. No, come on. Where else? What else have we got for you today? If you go to the Rembrandt Museum in Amsterdam, they are offering, they've set up, not only can you get a poster and a coaster and a bookmark, but you can get a tattoo of one of his paintings or character, little element of the paintings there. So that's quite nice, if that's your bag. And they're kind of saying that the hotel prices in Dublin have gone bonkers around the time of June 28th and 9th next year. So around this time next year, Taylor Swift and all her Swifties will be swarming in on Croke Park, the Aviva Stadium in Dublin for her two nights. And the price of hotels shot up 2-3-fold when they realised that she was coming, which prompted an email overnight to say, Ryan, I would prefer to remain nameless. That's okay. So she says, Taylor Swift, eh? I can't even stress how mad I am at her this morning. I have spent the last 2 years saving for a holiday. It's tight, but I'm getting there. And so my teen has had a lot of no's recently. It's sad, but that's life. And then Miss Swift announces a gig. I can't even begin to imagine the cost. And that is my little issue at the moment. Concerts are a great fun day out. My daughter, well, she's had a tough 12 months, more than most adults could handle, and this concert is her dream. But why do they have to charge so much for tickets? It's a full day out, as it is with train tickets and accommodation, what have you. So concerts are not just for the wealthy. And here's my issue. They announced that the tickets are going on sale in X amount of time, but that's usually a couple of days later. Demand is often high and they sell out so quickly that there's pressure to buy them on that day. So it doesn't give us average Joes a chance to save to get any tickets. Fair point. Am I being unreasonable, like a moaner, just by asking for a little more time from announcing a gig to the tickets going on sale? Anyway, rant over. Sorry, just annoyed at how it works. I'm heading off to bed now as I have to get up early in the morning for work. Well, I think it's a fair point. So tickets go on sale in 2 weeks or in 4 weeks so that you can get a paycheck organised within that month and say, right, I'll put that aside then, rather than being told tickets go on sale on Friday. Well, I've got my ducks in a row. So it's a fair point. I was happy to read that out this morning. Zoomers, that's the Gen Z. Is that the Zoomers they call that as well? They have already popularized words like Riz. So if somebody comes into a room and you know all about them, they've got charisma, or as they now call it, Riz. Wow, she's got Riz, or he's got Riz. They also have beige flags, which we talked about. I love beige flags. This is when you have a potential partner who, it's not a red flag, they're not completely mad. It's not a green flag, they're not completely fine. Beige flag, it's the ick. If they do or say something, you go, beige flag. But the expression that is currently doing the rounds amassing over nearly 50 million views on TikTok is Canon Event. Canon Event. And this is an event in someone's life that may be difficult or painful or cringeworthy, but is imperative to their personal development. It's a rite of passage, we would say, isn't it? Canon Event. Comes from the recent Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse movie, in which it was a central theme. I'm really looking forward to seeing that film. Apparently it's particularly good. Galway has the highest percentage of mansions in the country. And meanwhile, the county is also home to the lowest proportion of 1 and 2 bedroom properties. Mac Mansions, they're called. Legacy of the Celtic Tiger era. One-off statement houses with a driveway surrounded by half an acre of land and a large number of bedrooms. Meanwhile, in Iceland, the government there has said it is suspending this year's whale hunt until the end of August due to animal welfare concerns. Well, they took a while getting around to that, but they got there. It's a move that is likely to bring the controversial practice to an end. Iceland, Norway, Japan, there's the three countries that are up to no good with the whales. They hunt the whales in the face of fierce criticism from environmentalists and animal rights defenders. The annual quotas authorise the killing of over 200 fin whales and 200 minke whales, which is pretty awful. And if you ever look at the video clips, which I actually can't look at because it's just so horrible, it shows a whale's agony as it's hunted for 5 hours, and God, that's gruesome. So it looks like they're going to be stopping that practice eventually. I'm going back to Iceland, I have to say. I'm really excited about that in November because they have this crime, like in a Nordic noir, Iceland noir book festival, and they've asked me to go there to interview my old mate, Ragnar Jonasson, and the Prime Minister of Iceland, who've written a book together, and I'll be on stage talking to them. And then they said, you know, Liz Newton's coming over, would you interview her too? I said, well, look, while I'm there, when in Reykjavik, do what the Reykjavikians do, which is drink and go to bed. So no harm. 51551 is the text number. Joe Biden is indeed a nice guy, but my family could never vote for him because of his wokeness. He splits rather than unites a lot of Irish Americans. Yeah, okay, we'll take that. Joe Kennedy, says Tom, is a great man, a representative of the Kennedy political dynasty and family. I went down to New Ross a few years ago for the anniversary of the Kennedy visit. The grandkids came along the barrier, shaking hands, engaging with all of the Kennedy fans. A memorable day, and all praise to New Ross for hosting members of the family. Were you there for that? No, I wasn't. I'm not sure what happened that weekend, but I wasn't. But I'm involved in an event next Wednesday in the Epic Museum at 1:30. And I'll tell you more about that closer to the time. Summer solstice today. Okay. For several days after June 20th, the hours and minutes of daylight will remain almost exactly the same. So it's not, it doesn't start getting darker after today. There's about 4 days, 5 days wriggle room. And then Easons will put up the ads for back to school. No, don't. We're not even out of school, the kids say. And the adults go, no, we're triggered. Please, we have to enjoy the sunshine and the sea. God, give us a break. Beautiful. You two, every breaking wave at 9:45. Irene was on to say, I've already got an email from a bookshop with their back to school updates. No, raging, she said. Of course, it's too soon. I think it's the first time in 20 years. I will never have to worry about back to school. How about that? What a time, all these changes. But it's good. They got through, which is a relief. 51551, that'll be the text and email, ryan@rte.ie. We have another guest standing by, so we will talk to her after this.